Take over Melbourne.
A new generation of storytellers.
Young Melburnians.
Teenagers from every corner of our city.
Telling it like it is.
Natalie from Croydon Hills.
All six of us packed into our family car with our dusty camper trailer in tow to make the long drive from Melbourne to Cooktown. I was excited and ready for adventure, but I had no idea how much our trip would impact me. We saw the amazing waterfalls and bubbling creeks of Carnarvon Gorge, crossed another big thing off our list, seeing the big mango, and made lots of ice cream stops. But the beauty of the Great Barrier Reef was a standout. I saw an endangered hawksbill turtle, whose golden patterned shell reminded me of a spiky, perfect pineapple. I saw sparkling coral and dazzling fish. It was like diving into a sea of jewels. I felt exhilarated and grateful for this experience. But it also made me angry. I can't believe humans are reckless enough to ruin the reef. Why do we fill our oceans with rubbish and contribute to climate change by burning fossil fuels? It hurts me to think future generations may never have the chance to see what I've seen. I've always cared about the environment, but this urged me to do more. I became an environmental leader in my primary school and started the biggest school project I've ever worked on. Seeing the recycled plastic picnic tables on our trip inspired me to implement soft plastic recycling bins in my school. Instead of going to landfill, the plastics are reused to create things like park benches and playground equipment. Now that I'm in high school, I'm a member of the Green Team. We run environmental initiatives like planting trees and reducing waste, and I'm excited to do more in the future. Every little bit counts. No one is too small to make a difference. We can save the Great Barrier Reef from extinction.
Hear more Takeover Melbourne stories at abc.net.au/takeover.